the San Francisco Bay Area. It's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Here's Joey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Live from the Bay with Joey. Tonight is very, very cool because we've got three new and the finest country singers, independent country singers coming to you tonight, two from Canada and one from Philadelphia. So I call this show Country Music's Newest and Finest, Amy Rose, Jiggly Jones, I like that name, Jiggly, and Alyssa Morrissey. So I'm really jazzed to have all of them with me this evening. And the first one, that the first singer that we're going to be hearing from, she was with us months ago, Amy Rose, also known as the Redneck Diva. An Independent Country Music Association Award winner, Nashville Universe Award winner, and an IMEA Country Entertainer of the Year. She is also nominated for the New Music Awards based in Canada. Her first three U.S. singles reached the top 10 on the New Music Weekly Country Chart, with one hitting numero uno, number one. Her new single, Country Crazy, just came out. It's reached number 18 on the iTunes charts. Now, I'm thinking that that's going to be a video. We'll talk to her a little bit about that new country release chart. She is also fighting drinking and driving through her PSAs with Bright Star International. So you can find all this out on her website, www.amyrosemusic.com. So, without further ado, I want you to hear Amy Rose live from Canada. She's going to be singing for us this tune right now, I Just Want You to Know. I always have to get that right. I Just Want You to Know, Amy Rose.
Looking at your picture when we first met, you gave me a smile that I can never forget. Nothing I could do could protect me from you that night. Wrapped around your finger, a whip on my mind. Amazing rain, we stayed up all night. You and I were happy every night.
Thank you, Amy Rose. That was Amy Rose hailing all the way from Canada. And right now, here she is, Amy Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome back. And so I always love that tune. I love hearing that song. And you know what? Since the last time you were with us, a lot of things have been happening. There's been some awards, tours. You're promoting a new single, and then I believe a video coming with that. So, so tell me a little bit about that and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot has happened since I was last on your show. Sunshine went number one on New Music Weekly, as well as it's still getting a ton of airplay in the U.S. and U.K. We got a new single that was just released last month, Country Crazy, which we shot the video for as well last month, and it's in post-production, so hopefully that's going to be airing in the next few weeks. As well as we've got some tours coming up, a lot of press interviews, just a ton of fun stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, tell me really quick, Amy, when you went to shoot the video, was it all shot up there in Canada?
It was. It was actually shot in my hometown of Barrie, Ontario, Canada. It was a two-day shoot. It was like office by day and by night with bar scenes. So two-day shoot, one day of office, the second day of all bar scenes. It was fantastic, fun, you know, just so excited to get this video out there.
Yeah, did everybody and their uncle try to figure out what was going on with all the commotion?
For the video?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, we like leaving people on the edge of their seats, right? So,
yeah.
There's people probably still wondering what's going on.
Well, that's great. So tell me about this, I think since the last time you were with me, tell me about this award that you had received. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we were nominated for Video of the Year at the Nashville Universe Awards in Nashville,
wow, good for you.
February.
That must have been super, super fantastic, right?
It was super fantastic, and what was even more super fantastic was we won. So definitely was not expecting it. You know, I'm from Canada, and it was a U.S.-based award, so, you know, for me to win that, I was just on the floor of my seat, just over the moon excited, you know, and we got to perform there as well. So, you know, it's such a great honor.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know what I say to that? I say, all right now, Amy Rose. All right now. That's awesome. Congratulations. I mean, that's great. I mean, I know when I've gotten awards for some of my music, so, I mean, it speaks to who you are as a performer, as an artist, and it really just gives you that kudos, that recognition to keep going, you know, so good for you. What's coming up for you? I know you just recently came off tour, is that right?
Well, I just got back on Sunday night. We have some Ontario shows in North Ontario. I haven't even unpacked my suitcase yet to repack it because I leave tomorrow for New York City.
Wow.
I've got four shows down there. Yeah, I've got four shows in 3 days. So I really need to get packing. You want to come pack for me?
I don't think so. Packing isn't one of my fortes. Let me ask you, neither is flying, but one of these days. Let me ask you, your shows in New York, are upstate New York, or is it going to be
Long Island, New York?
Long Island.
I guess that's half New York City, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, up and around that area. So it's a big festival that goes on there every year. You know, my understanding, it's a huge, huge deal. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's always jam-packed. So I'm really looking forward to it. I love it when we have jam-packed crowds.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So congratulations to you on that, and congratulations on moving forward. And I know, is there something else that you're, let me see. So you got your tours, you got, okay, so the promotion of the country Country Crazy with a new video coming out. Tell me really quick, before I play that song and we say goodbye here, tell me a little bit about how that song came about, and give me a little bit of background on the tune Country Crazy, could you?
Yeah, so that was a song that was actually written by my producer, Marty B. Croft, and Glenn Colson, co-writers Glenn Colson and Tal Bachman. You know, Tal Bachman has had numerous hits, as well as that one, She's So High. You know, so this song they wrote probably, I want to say a couple years ago, and because I remember when I first started working with Marty and Glenn, they had brought the song to me, and at that point, you know, we had our songs that we were already working on, right? So I loved it, and I really wanted to record it, so we put it on the back burner, and just recently we pulled it back out, and I really said, you know, the song is totally me, because I'm as, you know, country crazy as they come. Right. So, you know, I loved it, and, you know, we're releasing it as a single, and I'm really excited about, you know, just getting out there and getting a song out there and, you know, the fans really connecting with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on top of that, it's going to be out on video. So, you know, that's just going to add to, you know, all that excitement and stuff. And you've had some really great things happening in your career over the last year. So I wish you continuous success with all that you do. And I do promise you someday, some way, I'm going to make it up there. We're going to meet for some Chinese food and a beer.
Yes,
and
some Chinese food. You're going to sing me some Elvis, because I hear that you do I know that you do a fantastic Elvis impersonation, because I have seen your videos.
Well, you know what? I don't do an Elvis impersonation, though, but I do. So what happened was, just quickly, ever since I never listened to the guy. That's what's really weird. And so, yeah.
You listen
but
to Elvis
I did a
Presley.
Song. I recorded a song in 2007, 2008, which was, it was one of my originals called Sin Ti, and it was in Spanish, meaning without you. And then they hailed me the Spanish Elvis, right? And I think you've heard that.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you sent me the link, and I watched it, and I fell in love with it. I got to say, you really, you captured me in that. So, well done.
Well, you know what? You capture a lot of us. So you continue moving on, sister. And tell me and tell the audience, if they want to give us some of your websites, and then I know you're on Twitter as well, right? So just, if you wouldn't mind, just giving that to us one more time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so if they want to check me out, they can definitely do so at www.amyrosemusic.com. And from there, you'll find all of my links to my MySpace, my Twitter, my Reverb Nation, my Facebook, and my YouTube channel. So basically, you know, choose your social media of choice and click on it, and there you go.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And, Amy, we're going to go out with your song, Country Crazy. So looking forward to hearing more about you and what's going on in your career, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's listen to Amy Rose. It's coming out as a single, Country Crazy. Amy Rose hailing all the way from up north, well, from up north here in California, sort of, but she's on the other side of Canada. Amy Rose, all the way from Canada, Country Crazy.
Good.
you go. Amy Rose, all the way from Canada. Make sure you go to her website, www.amyrosemusic.com. Next up here, we've got Jiggly Jones. Now, along with his great name, he is a great singer. And, you know, he's one of these singers, and I can say this because I'm an artist, I'm a singer. You know, he captured me because he doesn't sound like every other country, you know, country singer. He's got, it's something different. And also, you know, he is on the East Coast. So he's originally from, or he lives in Philadelphia. He is the IME Songwriter of the Year and 2 times New Music Award nominee. His album, No Spring Chicken, was recently number 3 on the Roots Music Report Americana chart. His music has been featured on MTV shows in the past, like The Dennis Rodman Show, has performed at CMA Fest in Nashville, and Make Music Philly Day at the Hard Rock Cafe, among others. He also just signed, I believe, to a label deal with Lamon Records in Nashville. I hope I'm saying that right. And before we hear from Jiggly, before I bring him on, why don't we hear one of his tunes? How about that? So let's hear the song called Modern Day. Hailing from Philadelphia, Jiggly Jones, Modern Day.
Hey, tell me who's in my head. If you look around, what you see is that lazy town, hang around type of frown. Now, feet will hit the ground and to wait around, it was falling down. By the weight of the world, let him go, let him lay down there as I move on past that void with the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was Jiggly Jones, Modern Day. Let's see if we have Jiggly right on the line here, all the way from Pennsylvania. I hope he's here. Jiggly, is this you?
That's me.
Hey there. Good stuff, brother. I really like your really like your music. Yeah, that song is so cool, you know?
I appreciate that. That's an old one, actually. And actually, the name is different now, too. It's actually on the album. It's called Man on the Run. So,
Man on the
bit
Run.
Of trivia there.
Yeah.
Man on the Run.
Well, there you go. Well, you know what was interesting to me when I heard it, and, you know, as a singer and a songwriter, I was listening, I was expecting something more country, right? So when I heard it, I was like, wow, you know, I could see this like in a musical or something like that. And then you have the hook, and that just grabs you, you know? Just really
I don't know why they threw me in country, but here I am, right?
Yeah, but that's awesome. You know, with all your awards and all your background, all that, how did you were raised? Were you raised in Philadelphia? Is that right?
Yeah, not really Philly. I'm about an hour to the west of Philly, more towards Lancaster, which is which is where the Amish people are from. So
sure.
I'm actually a country boy. You know, Philadelphia is the nearest big city, but I'm still out in the country.
Wow. And how did you get interested in doing country music? How did that come about?
Well, you know, I'm not straightforward country. I'm more to the left, alternative country. They have a new genre for that. It's called alt country.
Okay.
Americana is also something that sort of blends in with that. So, you know, I went through all kinds of different phases in my life, just like most people, musically. I was steeped in rock music back in the day, so, you know, you'll hear those influences in my music no matter what I do. So I've really been a country fan for maybe a decade or so, but before that, it was just rock music, so I combined the two.
Well, cool. So, you know, I really, really dig your stuff. See, now, I did not know that there's a whole new genre, this alt country, so... Thanks for the education there. And
sure.
So what's on the horizon for you? Did you just sign a record deal at a company out of Nashville?
Yeah, that actually happened at the end of last year, November. And the song you just heard is on the actual record that just got released. So it took us, we recorded in January. You know, the video was done in February. Then, you know, you had to put everything together, you know, put all your ducks in a row or whatever. And it finally came out just recently. So the signing took place at the end of last year.
Oh, cool. Well, congratulations on that. What's coming up for you? What have you got going?
Well, I mean, pretty much what I just said as far as the record coming out, that's the most exciting time. You know, when you first release something, because you don't know what's
right.
going to happen.
Right.
Right now, it's in that point where, you know, hopefully radio will pick it up, and usually it takes a good 4 to 6 weeks for that to get rolling. So I'm right in the middle of that right now. So I'm sort of playing the waiting game. So it, you know, it could go in a bunch of different directions.
Yep.
But, you know, basically the rest of the year is going to be based off of pushing the record.
That's awesome. Well, you're being picked up here tonight, and this goes all over. So,
cool.
Again, your website where people can get a hold of you is www.jiggleyjones.com. Is that correct?
Yes, very simple. Make sure you put the E in there, because I found that if you don't, you end up on a girl's Facebook page down in Memphis somewhere.
Oh, that's not – yeah, okay. So, in other words, folks
–
make sure you listen to the www.jiggleyjones.com. Do you also have Twitter?
You know, everything's on the website. I usually direct everybody to that. That way you don't throw a bunch of addresses around and stuff.
All righty.
There's links to all that social stuff.
Sounds great. And now we're going to go out. Tell me a little bit about this song, Walk on Me. Is this one of your tunes?
Yes, it's the single off the new record that has a corresponding video that was filmed
awesome.
In Nashville, And it's sort of melancholy sounding a bit, you know, but it's something that, that a lot of people throughout life have to deal with when they're in a relationship and they feel that someone's taking advantage of them. But, you know, it's sort of about forgiveness in a way.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know, yeah.
That's what it's all about. So thanks, Jiggly, for joining us tonight. And again, folks, we're going to listen to his single off his new album, and it's called Walk on Me. And Jiggly, I wish you much, much success moving forward in whatever is going to come your way in your career. So blessings to you. All right. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having
me. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Can I say? You stand there, that sexy glare, but it's not for me. Oh, how can this be? What can I do? What can I do when I see you? What can I say?
Jiggly Jones, and if you want to hear more about his music, his album all that, www.jiglyjones.com. Make sure when you're spelling Jiggly, it's JiggleyJones.com. This is Joey on Live from the Bay with Joey. We've been hearing country music's newest and finest, Amy Rose, Jiggly Jones, and next, but not the last, well, she is the last one on this on the show tonight, but not the least, is Alyssa Morrissey. Let me tell you about Alyssa. She just blew my mind when I heard her music. First of all, she's really young. She's a young girl. She's a Wire Award-winning Canadian country singer and songwriter. She has just released her first U.S. single, Make Love Tonight, with Matt Williams of the band Western Avenue. And Western Avenue had a number one hit, New Music Weekly, and Top 75 Music Road Chart hit, Wherever You Are, earlier in 2014. So Matt and Alyssa will be both performing at CMA Fest this June. So that's exciting. So we're going to listen to her music. We're going to talk a little bit to her. But before we talk to her, I want you to hear this song from Alyssa Morrissey called Way to Go. Alyssa Morrissey.
Said the word that started the car that spit the gravel and sent me down the route. Then wound me through the desert in the night with everything I own. There's no tears here to blur my vision. Vegas lights shining in the distance. Yeah, you gave me freedom. I didn't know I wanted. Yes, I had a thing, yeah, a thing, yeah. Where you broke my heart, blew any chance apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to go. Way to go. Yelling out the dashboard, happy headlights pointing to the cow. You always win when you're alone. Every mile feels my conviction. That tank of gas was a good decision. Yeah, you gave me freedom. I didn't know I wanted. I guess I thank you, I thank you. The way you broke my heart, blew any chance apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to go.
Alyssa Morrissey, so I believe all the way from Canada holding for me is Alyssa. Alyssa, is this you?
That's me.
Hey there, how are you? Nice to meet you. Great music.
Thank you so much. I'm good. How are you?
Great. So, girl, tell me, is it true that you're like 19 years old?
Well, I'm 20 now.
Oh, 20. Okay. My gosh. You know, when I heard your music, I was blown away. And being a singer myself, because, you know, when somebody's that young, you still can hear, you know, I mean, you still can hear, they still sound real young. Not that you sound old, but you sound very mature. You sound like you've been doing this for years and years and years. So,
Thank you.
So great things coming your way. So you excited? What's been going on with you with your music?
I'm very excited. We've got a lot of things on the go right now, and I'm finally kind of coming into a place where I feel like things are on their way, and I'm sort of rediscovering myself as an artist and trying some new things, and then yeah, it's all really good things right now.
Yeah. Well, we have some really great artists that have come from Canada, and now are you right around the same area as Amy is? I believe she's right around Toronto.
A little bit, a few hours away from her, but yeah, not too far.
Not too far away, huh?
No.
So, and you've got coming next month, I believe, you're going to be performing at the CMA Fest. Is that right?
We are. I'm so excited for that.
Wow, that's pretty great, huh?
Mm-hmm, I know. I had the pleasure of going to the CMA Fest a few years ago with my family, and it was a blast. There was just craziness for the 4 days we were down there, and you never know who you're going to run into. So I'm definitely really excited to actually be a part of it this year.
Wow, that's great. How many people usually attend that? Do you know? Do you have any idea
about?
Oh, gosh.
I remember it's kind of like a couple different things. I know that throughout the days they had almost like the whole streets shut down there, and there was lots of different things going on, different meet and greets and different little activities that you could step into the bars and see. And then at night they had the huge festival, which was just the whole place was packed. So thousands and thousands of people were at that point. But I mean,
wow. Yeah,
it's a busy thing for sure, and it's a lot of fun.
So this single of yours with with Matt Williams, so you're it's doing well, right? I mean, that's
yeah. So far, it's getting a really good response, and we're really excited, and we're excited to see even more so the other stations and people that pick it up, and just kind of how far we can take it.
Right, right. Now, where is Matt from? Is he from?
He's from Cobourg, so it's just about 45 minutes away from where I am. So we're not too far, but both small towns nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. And how did you end up meeting up with him and doing the tune?
A couple years ago, I guess it would be now, I actually hooked up with Western Avenue, and they were doing some stuff with me and playing some shows with me, and it just kind of escalated from there. Matt and I sort of broke off and did just an acoustic thing, him and I, a lot. For about a year, we were just playing shows that way, and we kind of just decided recently that, you know, we'd like to write with each other and maybe even write something that we can sing together, and that's kind of how this all started.
Well, that is very cool. Artistically, that's very cool. And it's great when you're able to connect with another artist and work on something together. Yeah, so that's really, really an awesome thing. And I do wish you such great success. And I know that people can go to your website, www.alyssamorrissey, A-L-Y, SSAMORRISSEY.com. Again, it's on our website. It's on our show page. But they can go there. Now, do you also have Twitter? Do you utilize Twitter
as
well?
I do, of course. I've got Twitter, which is just at Alyssa Morrissey.
Okay.
And I have a Facebook page as well, if anybody's into that still. It's just facebook.com/AlyssaMorrisseyMusic.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to leave it here tonight with this single, and I wish you much success and blessings to for your CMA Fest in Nashville in June.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So without further ado, here is Alyssa Moore. And again, Alyssa, thank you for joining us all the way from Canada, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, and hopefully you'll be able to come back. So, again, folks, Alyssa Morrissey, and again, she's singing this song with Matt Williams, and it is called Make Love Tonight. Alyssa Morrissey, hailing all the way from Canada.
Night a couple years ago, you held my hand at the fireworks show. We said goodbye, but I never believed it was really the end of you and me. Now here we stand, like strangers in the night. Let's relive the past. Baby, just turn down those lights. I wanna make out.
Canada, make sure you go to her website, which again is AlyssaMorrissey.com for all the updates on her music and the single that she just got done releasing not that long ago, with Matt Williams of the band Western Avenue. And they're going to be at the CMA Fest in Nashville this June. So maybe you'll go out there. Maybe you'll run into her. All right, folks. Well, I want to thank all the artists, Amy Rose, Jiggly Jones, Alyssa, for joining us on Live from the Bay with Joey. I also wanted to let you know that one of my friends is, she's an artist, and she's offering some of her Western art, beautiful prints, that you'll be able to see here online and go to her website. And she's actually dropping her price on some of these prints of her artwork. So her name is Sharon Lynn, and so we want you to be able to take a look at that and some of her offers and her prints. They're just beautiful. It goes with our theme on country music, wouldn't you say? And so until the next time, actually joining me tomorrow night on the show here, also from Nashville, so we're kind of excited about that. We had him once before, will be Doug Briney, and then kind of an independent rock artist will be Ed Roman. So make sure you join us tomorrow on Live from the Bay with Joey. So again, thanks for joining. Take care and have a great night.